The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I had the pleasure of spending a few days down at Mustang Island this past week. I was there for a continuing ed preacher's conference for clergy in the diocese. I took a few walks down the beach, and it was so beautiful. Walking along on the wet sand, listening to the roar of the waves crashing, and watching the fog drift in from the ocean and over the sand dunes. It was very cozy to stand there, warm and dry, staring off into the distance where the water meets the sky. I've always liked beaches, but I'm not a big fan of going out into the open ocean. I'm happy to kind of putz around the bay in a little boat as long as I can still see the shore. There's just something psychologically comforting about knowing that if I really had to, I could swim back to dry land. But once you take me out into the deep water, I get a little panicky. I know some people, some of you perhaps, that's their happy place. Some people love to go deep sea fishing or sailing. But for me, venturing out into the deep water has always been a little scary. Jesus apparently did not share my fear. In our gospel lesson today from Luke, Jesus and his disciples are hanging out on the shore. Crowds have gathered there to hear Jesus teach. So Jesus sits down in an empty boat and begins to teach. I love that image of disciples gathered there with Jesus on the beach. It feels cozy and comforting, not unlike my walks on the beach this week. But Jesus doesn't let his disciples stay safe and warm on the shore. As soon as he is done teaching, he tells the disciples, "Put out into the deep water." And out they go, away from the security of the shore and into the dark and choppy waters of Lake Gennesaret. Lake Gennesaret is another name for the Sea of Galilee, which is a large freshwater lake in Israel, about 33 miles around. So this is a lot bigger and a lot deeper than what we usually call lakes in Texas. The deep water of the Sea of Galilee was a fearful place, a place where a big wave or a bad storm could overtake a little fishing boat. Oftentimes, the things that Jesus tells us to do are things that are scary or challenging, or at the very least, new. We all need that cozy time on the safe shore, where we are gathered with other disciples to learn from Jesus and to rest and renew. For many of us, that's what this church is, a place to gather together and deepen our relationship with God and be among fellow disciples. But sooner or later, Jesus sends us out into the deep water, into a place that we haven't been before, or maybe a place that we don't really want to go. It's scary, but that is where Jesus sends us, his disciples, because that is where abundance is waiting for us. See, the disciples had already been fishing all night long and hadn't caught a thing. When Jesus tells them to once again put down their nets, they're a little exasperated. They say, "We have worked all night long and have caught nothing, but if you say so, we'll try again." And they do. But this time, because they have gone where Jesus sent them and they have done what Jesus told them to do, something different happens. They catch so many fish that their nets begin to break. When they trust Jesus and go where he leads them, they find a miracle of abundance. There is so much that we can learn from this story. So often we get stuck in ruts. We do the same thing over and over and over again and get the same disappointing results. Then we start to get frustrated and burnt out. We might even become so bitter that we give up on the project altogether. But maybe we're just fishing in the wrong place. When we listen to the voice of Jesus and go where Jesus sends us, which is usually out into the deep waters, then we find something new. Then something different happens. Then we find a miracle of abundance. In the Episcopal Church, we highly value tradition. Being a traditional people is part of our DNA. And I love that about this church, about our denomination, because tradition passes on to us so many rich treasures. But there is a fine line between our commitment to tradition and getting stuck in a rut, or doing things the same way because we've always done it this way, or just throwing up our hands and giving up the project altogether because things will never change. That's not how we are called to live and to think as the church. As disciples of Christ right here at St. Andrew's, we need to think about where God is calling us to go next. In what ways is God calling our church from the safety of the shore into the deep waters? What abundance is out there waiting for us, if only we were willing to follow where Jesus leads? We were named after a fisherman who followed Jesus out into the deep waters, a disciple named Andrew who became a fisher of people. We too must be fishers of people. We too are called out to go into places in our community where we haven't been before, where we might not feel comfortable, where people might look and think differently from us. And we're called to share the good news of the love of God with those people. I hear a lot of you saying that you want this church to grow. I want that too. But if we want new members, if we want abundance, we have to be willing to go out into the deep waters. We can't keep doing the same old thing and expecting different results. And we can't stay warm and cozy on the shore. We have to have the courage and the vision to go, to follow Jesus into new territory. And we have to be prepared for things to change. The disciples got quite a shock when they caught all those fish. It broke their nets and almost sunk their boats. Things changed and they had to adapt. So we need to be prepared. If we follow Jesus where he tells us to go, we might find abundance that rocks our world. So, are you ready? Do you want to splash around in the shallows, or will this ship set sail for open waters? Amen.